Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian war in Ukraine enters its fifth day. Over the weekend, many countries expanded their sanctions against the Russian aggression. Switzerland, often a neutral country, on Monday is set to review its potential sanctions and asset freezes against Russia. Putin responded to all the pushback by putting his nuclear weapons on high alert. The BBC translates.
Top officials of leading NATO countries are making aggressive statements about our country. Therefore, I'm ordering the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff to put the strategic nuclear forces on special alert.
Vaccine passports will no longer be required in New York City starting March 7th. Mayor Eric Adams said Sunday he plans on lifting school mask mandates then too, barring major infections. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Pennsylvania is pulling Russian alcohol from their shelves in support of the Ukrainian people's desire for freedom.
The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board is directing its stores, called Fine Wine and Good Spirits, to stop buying and selling Russian-sourced products. It's in protest of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. PA Governor Tom Wolf called it a show of solidarity and support for the people of Ukraine and, quote, an expression of our collective revulsion with the unprovoked actions of the Russian state. Wolf joins his counterparts in New Hampshire, Ohio, and Utah in ordering Russian products off the shelves of state-controlled liquor stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The fence around the Capitol building will go back up for President Biden's State of the Union address this week. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said that the decision to resurrect the fence was made out of an abundance of caution and in conjunction with the United States Secret Service. Truck convoys arriving in Washington, D.C. about the same time as the State of the Union address is also giving extra concern for security officials. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine has entered its fifth day, the resolve of the freedom-loving people in Ukraine has many Americans in awe. James Carafano is the Vice President for Policy at the Heritage Foundation. He tells Fox News, Putin's war is pitting brother and sister against brother and sister.
Yeah, I have been to Kyiv. It's a beautiful city. And the Euromaidan was the center of the revolution that brought democracy to Ukraine. Kyiv is the heart of this, so it's remarkable to see the land of freedom essentially under assault again. But, first of all, it's day five. I think it's 3 days longer than anybody thought they would last. The fact that the Belarusian forces have been brought in is really interesting. You know, Belarusians, much like Russians, consider Ukrainians their brothers and their sisters. And I don't think the average Russian or Belarusian wants to be fighting Ukrainians. It's not in their heart to do that. So, And I can't imagine that this was the plan, that bringing in Belarusian forces was part of the plan. So clearly, the Russians are doing things that they didn't think they were going to be doing when they planned the invasion.
The James Webb Space Telescope continues to have success as its month-long mirror alignment continues. The team is now starting the fourth phase of mirror alignment, known as the coarse phasing. The first images should be available in July. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. We're waiting a little bit on our next guest, Arcourt Kirkwood, who's joining us once again. A little bit of connection problems, and not as bad as some people would be having these days, as we know that there's been an interruption in communications. In all kinds of ways. I'm looking forward to talking to Court about this, because not only are we challenged with connections right from the get-go, but then we're having problems with the information and the credibility itself, right? I mean, wow, I'll tell you, if social media and all that is represented in the art of communication, if what we're seeing right now, I mean, on full display with what's happening with Russia and all, we need to wise up in terms of what we're what's being told to us, how we're responding to it, if we're accepting it at face value. I mean, we can no longer just trust these media sources. You know, as Ronald Reagan would say, you got to trust and verify now more than ever, because the propaganda is running absolutely amok, and it's just insane. What we're dealing with here. So, you gotta wise up about what kind of stuff they're throwing our way here. It's just incredible. But, because you look at you got disinformation campaigns coming from Russia, and, they've got the bots working overtime, you have to double check and see, okay, what kind of information am I getting out of Ukraine as well? Court Kirkwood joins us now. Court, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you.
Court is a longtime contributor to The New American. He's a former newspaper editor. And he's been writing about American politics for 35 years, so his brain is very well bruised and conditioned with all that we're dealing with right now, right?
Correct.
Wow. Court, who would think that here we are in this 21st century, and with Putin just absolutely going mega maniacal and threatening a nuclear option already, it's just absolutely horrific what the people of Ukraine and what the world is sitting on. And this is also what is causing the response of not only the NATO nations, surprisingly, Germany's response as well, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I guess so. I'm more concerned about, I shouldn't say more concerned, but I think one of the things we need to be concerned about is how the media is playing all this. As for Putin, we do not need to get into this conflict. We should be nowhere near it. And the reason for that is it is not in our interest. We have no interest in Ukraine to defend with American boys. And the only thing that our involvement there and our poking this hornet's nest might get us is exactly what Putin has threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not going to land any troops in the United States. So what is he going to do then? Well, he'll shoot a missile at us. And there's no need to invite that. There's no need to invite even a chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also we need to focus on the media and the sins of commission and omission in terms of putting out false information.
Exactly.
There was a very good clip of Assange the other day saying, part of the reason we get into these wars is because of the media, because they lie, and they repeat the lies of government. And I think that needs to be borne in mind when we look at Ukraine, or anything else for that matter. As you recall, the media poo-pooed the idea that this COVID virus came from a lab, was hooked up in a lab. Well, after denying it and calling it a crazy conspiracy theory or a debunked conspiracy theory, now we know that it probably did originate in a lab, and that the U.S. government subsidized it.
We had that information early. We've been reporting on it for over 2 years. That was the case.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci and his minions, it was reported that Barack Obama said, look, I don't want you to invest there. He went ahead and did it anyway with NIH money, which is unbelievable to me. His people came back and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be a problem here. I mean, this is a level four, laboratory, and they're reckless with it. And so then it breaks out. So Fauci had a heads up going into this. And what are we talking about? 18 months later, maybe 2 years later, there's an outbreak and he's quiet. He says nothing. I mean, well,
it's worse than that. They didn't say nothing. Fauci didn't say nothing. They tried to suppress the truth. They said the exact opposite. Fauci and his gang of scientists, and they published that article in Nature, this group of people saying, oh, this lab leak theory is nuts. But we find out in the phone call that preceded the article, in the phone call, we see email exchanges and discussions with the same scientists who wrote the article saying, this doesn't look like it came out of Nature.
Mm-hmm.
This does not look like a natural virus. So, but the point is how the media manipulates all this.
Exactly, and how they continue to protect their acolytes, like Fauci. I mean, to me, the guy's lost all credibility. It's like Richard Blumenthal, a senator. The guy is guilty of stolen honor. He himself even says, if you're false in one thing, you're false in everything. But yet he's still given TV time, Cord. It disgusts me that he's allowed to do this. On the other hand, we have a former president that they have determined all by themselves lacks credibility. And so then, forget about free press and forget about freedom of speech. We're going to take him off all social platforms. So it's disgusting what's happening. But yet, see, we leave ourselves open to repeat the mistakes because nothing is really corrected. Dr. Fauci lives today. And I'm not saying he should be, don't get me wrong here. I'm being metaphoric. But he lives on TV today as some sort of expert. And you got half the country believing that this guy's the closest thing to God.
Well, it's there are multiple problems in my view with Fauci, and it's not just to be live on TV. He has he has the same problem in my view that a lot of these people have. Why are octogenarians running our country? probably by Pelosi is 80. Schumer is 70-something. Biden is 80. Fauci is 80. It's time, you know, isn't it time for them to retire?
Way past time. I agree with you.
I'm not saying, I just think it's...
No, and that's a whole other subject altogether in terms of term limits, right? Court Kirkwood is with us. He's a long-time contributor to New American. More from him after this.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our court, Kirkwood, continues with us. He's a longtime contributor to the New American, a former newspaper editor. He's been writing about American politics for 35 years and, of course, author of the book, Real Men, 10 Courageous Americans to Know and Admire. Real quick, just to, you know, talk about your book. I'm fascinated by the men that you pointed out here. because I think what we're seeing, it's amazing the kind of courage that's being reported about everyday citizens there in Ukraine and how they are standing up against evil. It's quite a tale of courage and inspiration, you know, to the world. Now, these 10 men that you talk about, tell our audience a bit about this.
Well, that book, I think that came out in 2008 that was published, and it was a bit ago. And the inspiration for that book came from some conversations I was having in my newsroom. And I had a young fellow in my newsroom who had never heard of Audie Murphy.
Oh, wow.
And so we would have these discussions in the newsroom about essentially about the infantilization of American adults, and particularly American men, that they are not allowed to grow in masculinity, in a normal sense of what we would have experienced in the 18th, 19th, or early 20th centuries. And because of that, you know, what are we seeing on television? You know, you see all these feminized men. And that's really why I wrote the book. Mm. It was more of a book for 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds to read about American history and their American past in the context of authentic masculinity. Mm. And that's how I went about, you know. So when I chose the individuals for these books, it was Marshall Valor, but there were a couple who were not. They had nothing to do with the military.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that these are the stories that young boys need to hear about, because it will rhyme with their reason. Didn't you find, Court, as you were, you know, talking to these young men, or at least as they're reporting back to you, is that they get it. And maybe even some said, how come we're not being taught this in school?
Well, they're not being taught this in school because these types of people that are in the book, Robert E. Lee, you know, Andrew Jackson, Davy Crockett, you know, those, mm-hmm. they're, as far as our history books, you know, they're all white males. They're persona non grata. Mm-hmm. You know, they're bad people, according to the modern public school system. We can't learn about Robert E. Lee. He was awful. He was a racist. You know, he backed slavery. You know, anybody that says, that utters these things, knows nothing about history. Mm-hmm. We Andrew Jackson is bad because of the Indian removal policy. Well, you know, we don't, part of the problem is we have this problem of presentism. You know, we look at the way we view things now, and we judge people who lived 200 years ago by the way we view things now.
Yeah, it's the ultimate Monday morning quarterbacking, isn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah, well, a lot of the discussion doesn't make any, a lot of the discussion is meaningless. Because we are different people than they are, or were. So when you say things, when you use the term racist to describe an historical figure who lived in a certain time, you're not really saying anything. Mm-hmm. But to get back to your original question, the reason that we don't hear about these people in schools is because the schools don't want the kids to hear about them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's by design, no doubt. And as you said, by calling somebody racist, it's a term of invalidation. And so you cancel that person, and along with it, the historical significance, and you take out of context the benefit. Because the fact that you can have people during that period of time contextually as part of the woof and warp of our history, and then bring it to the modern era and say, wow, only in America could we, you know, because of the Constitution, because of its desire to move toward that more perfect union, could you have the America today to be able to look at it and say, I see the damage of it then, but look at what we've been able to accomplish since then. I mean, how many mixed marriages do we have now? We've got the first, you know, first black American president, first black, attorney general. I mean, on and on that goes on. I mean, black people, black Americans today are more successful. Their incomes, home ownership up until recently was on the rise. So you have to blatantly step over and ignore the obvious in order to, you know, push an agenda that is an agenda of indoctrination, unfortunately, that our kids have been, you know, inundated with.
Yes, that's exactly correct. So the book was really a book about masculinity and to tell young men and young ladies too if they read it. Well, this is how we expected men to behave.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's what women want. They want brave and courageous men. You know, it's like. With one of my conversations with a gentleman, a noted writer, and he said, Dr. Warren Farrell, and he was working with the women organizations and realized one day, you know, he says, gosh, I have three daughters, and I had to think about, well, here I am beating down all, you know, the male ego and all this stuff. And I'm realizing, well, my daughter's got to be married to somebody. Who are they going to marry? what kind of men are out there? You know, so he kind of he sobered up a bit in realizing that it can't ever be just about one sex. It's got to be how they complement and enlarge each other. And, you know, come together that way. But, you know, that's not what it's about. Right now, there's a lot of friction points, and it's about tearing things down. This is what Black Lives Matter is all about, critical race theory. It's not about building up. And, you know, unfortunately, we got to get through this and realize, hey, look at, you know, whether it's the media or these other things, we've been propagandized. And if we're not pursuing the truth, then we're going to be subject to all this information, and we're gonna end up regretting, just like the Germans did during World War II.
Well, getting back to hearing the truth, you know, and the media and how it misreports things, you know, this is not a new phenomenon. This goes back to Walter Duranty, who lied through his teeth. When he was reporting when he was a reporter in the Soviet Union for the New York Times, you know, he completely covered up the Ukrainian famine, which brings us back to Ukraine, I guess. You know, Herbert Matthews, his ridiculous reports from Cuba, again for the New York Times. You can go on and on and on. And, you know, some media lies are obviously more consequential than others. But, you know, for the media to spout government propaganda, which could drive this country into a war and get several thousand people killed, well, that's a little bit different than, you know, doing what NBC did when they rigged the car to explode.
Right.
In that television report to make the manufacturer look bad. So, you know, that's what really ought to concern us, is media lies have consequences, particularly in this day and age where, you know, we have instant information. There's literally a 24/7, 365 news cycle. There's no more waiting for the daily paper to come out in the morning to hear news.
No, it's endless.
There's no more waiting for Walter Cronkite.
Right. Well, and they get more and more creative. It's kind of like for me, you know, I moved to Florida, and during hurricane season, the hurricane's coming. I mean, it's nonstop hurricane, and with each report, it just gets more and more dire. I mean, the hyperbole is out of control.
One of the latest tactics of the
10
media.
Seconds left here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. It'll take a little longer than 10 seconds.
Well, look forward to having you back so we can continue this conversation. No doubt the media is leading us into troubled areas. We need to be careful.
Mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian war in Ukraine enters its fifth day. Over the weekend, many countries expanded their sanctions against the Russian aggression. Switzerland, often a neutral country, on Monday is set to review its potential sanctions and asset freezes against Russia. Putin responded to all the pushback by putting his nuclear weapons on high alert, the BBC translates.
Top officials of leading NATO countries are making aggressive statements about our country. Therefore, I'm ordering the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff to put the strategic nuclear forces on special alert.
Vaccine passports will no longer be required in New York City starting March 7th. Mayor Eric Adams said Sunday he plans on lifting school mask mandates then too, barring major infections. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Larry Klayman joins us. He is the founder and former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of the Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Good, good, Bill. Thank you. Actually, I have a sequel out. This came out called It Takes a Counter-Revolution.
Okay.
Wake up America, because things have gotten even worse in the last year, so we need some stronger measures. Protesting the boycotts are not enough.
Yeah, wake up America, wake up the world. And I would say a little bit of what's going on here with Ukraine and Russia. The world is awakening. What do you think?
Awakening, but as usual, too late. Waits for a crisis. And let me point something out now, South, here. You remember how World War II started with the Japanese?
Yes.
What caused it, though?
Oil.
Oil, exactly.
Yeah.
We cut Japan off from the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing, it's a reaction by the West, and particularly the United States with our brain-dead president, which is provoking Vladimir Putin to go on nuclear alert. And the guy is crazy. You don't know what he might do. And when you do something like when you poke the bear, you better kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done that. We just wounded him, and he's in a rage. Basically right now. So let's pray that everything works out okay, that everybody's celebrating these sanctions. But that's why the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. We cut off their oil.
Larry, you bring up a point here. For anybody that's hunted bear, you know, when you talk about poking the bear, they know what poking the bear is that if you do not take that bear down, he's down that tree. He's coming after you. And this is, you know, your point's well taken here. And people are talking, and you don't know if this is misinformation, because we are hearing misinformation on all sides. you know, the narrative appears to be that, you know, Putin has been isolated recently. He doesn't seem to be himself. You've got analysts looking at him and going, well, look at the way he blinks his eyes now. You know, that demonstrates some sort of mental deficiency and, you know, this kind of deal. So you wonder, you go, okay, well, you know, is this valid or not? But regardless of it being valid, what's valid is he's got the keys to nuclear bombs, and he can set them off. And what happens to what happens to the world if we enter into a first nuclear conflict?
Well, that's right. And you know, I don't understand why Richard Nixon years ago, when he did an interview with David Frost, you know, after he had to step down,
right?
And Nixon, you know, all things being said, was a patriot. You know, he didn't hang around, you know, like Clinton did, or like Obama did, or like others did. But they talked about assassination, and Nixon said, do we still do those things? Why not? You know, why haven't we taken Putin out? I mean, he needs to be removed. But they don't have the guts, because then there's a blowback, you know, on an American president. Think of all the people that are dying because a madman is now in charge. You know, people don't focus, but simply wounding the bear is not going to do it.
Well, it's amazing, because he hasn't hesitated taking anybody out, has he?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
but I'll say something. If Reagan had been president, this wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. He must be turning in his grave right now. Wouldn't have happened.
No.
And you would have seen stronger action. Remember Gaddafi, when Gaddafi, you know, blew up the plane in Lockerbie? He bombed the presidential palace.
Yeah.
And Gaddafi was never the same. Killed some of Gaddafi's kids. I mean, that's not good. I mean, it's sad.
Yes.
But the reality is here, a lot of people are dying needlessly. And the West sat around. I mean, all these predictions of invasion, and we did little to nothing.
Exactly. It's not like this just happened in the last couple of weeks. I mean, we've known it since last year that they were mounting soldiers. And like, you thinking, wait a minute, they're in Belarus for some sort of, you know, military exercise? Are you kidding me? I mean, what are they doing? And they go, oh, well, you know, don't worry about the Russians. We want the military-industrial complex to be more concerned about trans and the proper pronoun training of our military officers and that.
That's right. And here's the scary part. And the subtitle of my new book, which is the sequel to It Takes a Revolution, is actually as important as the main title, Wake Up America, is that I go around. People don't know what's going on over Ukraine, even today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're on golf courses, tennis courts, like nothing's happening. Oh, it's only the Ukrainians. Okay, I mean, you got Tucker Carlson, you got Laura Ingraham. It's only the Ukrainians. Who cares?
Yeah.
But the fact is that this threatens the stability of the entire world. And as some people have been saying, it sends a signal to China to take Taiwan. It sends a signal to Iran to get aggressive with us now that they have nuclear weapons, or just a week or two away from it. It sends a signal to North Korea. With regard to Japan, this could easily flare up into an entire world war with nuclear weapons. So, you know, it does affect you, and it will affect you and your kids. And remember, not you, Bill, but these people, is that we're dealing here with Christians and Jews. Yeah. My family actually came from Ukraine, half of it. And, you know, I didn't feel much affinity to it until now. I'll tell you something, if I didn't have, you know, a family, I'd probably go over there, frankly,
right
now. But this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And people are in a dream world. And they're in a dream world with regard to our own so-called President Biden, who is a danger, not just to Americans, but the entire world. He's not capable. He's brain dead. He's a laughing stock. And that's the primary reason why Putin moved now. He figured, if not now, then never.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, I mean, you know, Biden learned this from Barack Obama. You know, their idea of leading from behind. Where do you get this? That's not leadership. You know, leading from behind. And here it is. I mean, look at the countries that are standing up, whether it's Boris Johnson, even Macron. They're taking the lead where traditionally it's been America in the lead. In bringing, bringing NATO together. NATO is finally figuring this out, is that forget about the lack of leadership. We've got to step up because, look at, this is our neighborhood, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, Germany and Italy have been really stupid. I mean, I love Israel. Even Israel's been stupid. And who pushed Israel towards Russia? it was Obama because of his anti-Semitism and his hatred of Israel. And now Israel is economically entwined with Russia. They haven't been terribly, they haven't condemned in any great sense what Russia has done. And the world is waking up. And it's not just Russia. It's Russia today. Mm-hmm. It's Iran. It's North Korea. It's communist China next.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Larry, you know, you mentioned, the religious aspect of what we're going on, and there's a lot of, you get this side of perspective. We're going to have Phil Hotzenpiller, who's a pastor and founder and president of American Faith, on in just a bit after you, as a matter of fact, to address, the spiritual angle of all this, because, even for those of us who are praying, we're praying God's will be done. And is this down the road? Is this the road to Armageddon here? I mean, are there some signs here, or will we have an opportunity to have a reawakening and, to have, a rebirth of morality on an international level? And it's not about America. Most Americans think it's about America. It's not. I mean, and you see the Ukrainians, I mean, I see a lot of pictures there, and this is what people are not realizing, is that you have a lot of, God-fearing people in Ukraine. And because they realize they can't go to the leadership. This is beyond them, that they are looking up and they're looking to God and God's hand of deliverance. Because as you hear them say, interestingly, that this is a David and Goliath kind of story. Well, just like in David and Goliath, it wasn't David that won. It was God that won. And we'll have to see how this plays out.
Well, the way things are today, and I believe that what we're going through in this country, with the left destroying the country in near a year, whether it's with taking total control over the people with COVID, whether it's using the FBI and Justice Department as a Gestapo, whether it's dumping trillions of dollars into the economy to destroy our capitalist system and create a disincentive to work. And by the way, that's why Russia has never been terribly successful. Their people are still lazy, essentially. They're used to communism.
Yeah.
And that's what our people are becoming. And then you go with the fact that the open borders with the drug traffickers, the human traffickers, the drugs, the terrorists that are coming across the border. You then go to destroying Judeo-Christian values, where you're erasing the distinction between a man and a woman, and you're killing hundreds of millions of babies, unborn babies. You think God is just sitting there playing patty cake?
No, not at all. We've got to go to break. More from Larry after this.
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That in Congress on July the 4th, 1776, this was the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. It says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And it goes on from there. You get the drift. Larry Klayman is with us. Larry, this is our rallying cry to the counter-revolution of what we're dealing with right now. I mean, the consent of the governed is being compromised, and we're being compelled to go along with absolute idiocy that, you know, could pull us into a third world war.
Well, Bill, it's more than idiocy. As you know, you're being diplomatic and kind. But that's exactly the thesis of my book, is that we need to declare independence again, not a new nation, but independence. Mm-hmm. We need to set up a new government, not a new nation, with real leaders, people like Ronald Reagan, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and if we can find them, of course, but we will find them. Mm-hmm. And we need to go our own way, and we need new political parties, Republicans and Democrats. Democrats are pure evil. They're literally infested with the devil. The Republicans have become a money-raising, racketeering enterprise who get power and do little to nothing. Well, why are these Republicans, Bill, going on TV smiling so much about what's happening in this country and the world? Because to them, it's power. Mm-hmm. It's money. And for that reason, we need to now take matters into our own hands. And my book talks about our citizens' grand juries, where we've indicted Biden, his brother, James Hunter, for massive bribery. Yes, from Ukraine, from a prior government, they were bribed. And China and Russia, not coincidental, talking about how we're holding Fauci accountable. We're going to be trying them between April 20th and 22nd, seeking convictions and asking the police and military to carry out the sentences. It's now the time for the American people to rise up before it's too late. Biden and Harris and the Republicans and the Democrats are in danger. You can now see it. to our continued existence as a country, much less our lives, and they need to be removed. And Biden is the primary cause of what's happening right now in Ukraine and otherwise. They see him as weak. They see him as feeble. They see him as stupid. Here's a guy that had to plagiarize, you know, several times in his career, got caught, had to withdraw from running for president the first time. And if you have somebody like that in power and you have a Republican Party that spends its time raising money and then lies to the American people and says, well, when we retake the House and maybe the Senate, things will be different. It's not going to be different because Biden has a veto. And you've got to get through the Senate with a filibuster, which is still intact. They're not going to be any different. And even if they were, they never reformed Obamacare. They never balanced the budget. They didn't give us the clarion call on what was going to happen in Afghanistan. They knew they were getting national security briefings. They didn't give us the clarion call in Ukraine either. You know, big shots like Lindsey Graham come on. Oh, this is what needs to be done. Well, where have you been?
Exactly.
You know, in your closet.
Why haven't you done anything about it? And all it is just rhetoric. And meanwhile, here we are, you know, decades down the road, because everybody's being paid off, Larry. That's the problem with these, you know, these career politicians. I mean, you know, you just talk about, let's just talk about China. You know, Peter Schweitzer in his book Red Handed. I mean, we're so mired and so connected to China right now. This is why Nancy Pelosi will not investigate what happened in the Wuhan lab, as you mentioned.
You know, because let me give you an example. Peter Schweitzer has done excellent research, and I use it. Okay, I contacted him. I sent him emails. I said, Peter, will you testify in front of our citizens' grand jury? Not even a return call. Well, no one wants to stick their neck out. He's making money off his book, so that's enough. You know, and this is where you are. Yeah. In this country, people don't want to take risks like our founding fathers, and we have to if we're going to preserve our country. I got people in my own family that sit around watching Fox News and saying, Larry, you know, retire, you know, let the Republicans do it, you know. That's not right.
No, it's all. See, people don't realize how infected it is, Larry. It's so corrupt on both sides of the aisle. That's not to say everybody, but the system is rigged right now. It's rigged against the people. I mean, you know, Lindsey Graham said during the hearings for Brett Kavanaugh to the Democrats, he might as well have been speaking to himself, because it's that old saying, you point one finger out and you got three coming back at you, when he talked about the Democrats' lust for power and control. How is that any different than the Republicans, to your point?
Well, the flip sides are the same coin. Now, one is pure evil, okay? One is evil. The Democrats have become that way. Who's giving the... By the way, the response, so-called response to Biden and his State of the Union message, Rashida Tlaib, a Jew-hating, Muslim, terrorist-connected representative representing the progressive, so-called progressive, I call it regressive, wing of the Democrat Party, which is the Democrat Party today. And Biden, he just wants to stay in power, so he rolls over to them and gives them everything they want, and he doesn't even know who he is. Now, it was embarrassing watching him the other day stand up. He barely can stand up. Mm-hmm. He's late for his press conferences because he's mentally gone and he's physically gone. They probably shoot him up with steroids to get him out there for 20 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have the head of the Western world who is mentally infirm. And let me tell you who else we're indicting. We're going to indict Jill Biden because she's responsible for lying to the American people about the health of her husband. She's equally as responsible. And the fact that she's a woman, she doesn't escape responsibility. The woman is a traitor, along with her husband. To put him in power and to lie to the American people that he's okay? Are you kidding me? You know, so we, the American people, right across the board, need to form a new government, and we can do it. We won't move against the current government. They can go their own way. But we say we're in charge now, and that's what our founding fathers did. They didn't declare war on the king. The king declared war on us. Mm-hmm. And here was the king, who far less worse, like I said before in your show, he's the Mother Teresa compared to these people. King wasn't a socialist. He wasn't a communist. He wasn't an atheist. He wasn't a radical from these other groups. He simply wanted to overtax us to pay for the rest of his empire. And we got that, but we got a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. So we're worse shaped today than we were in 1776. And we have people not of the caliber running the government of a Jefferson or a Washington or a Franklin or an Adams. These people are morons. They're morons.
And that's a clear indicator right there, Larry, when you compare the men And I dare say the women of the time, you know, when America was defining itself, our founding fathers, compared to who we have now. I mean, how does Nancy Pelosi even, you know, carry the satchel of any of these great men of the past? I don't know how that's possible when she's been self-seeking. I mean, it's well documented. She joins Congress. She's probably worth what, about 2.3, 2.5 million. Now, all these years later, $350 million. Wow.
Well, Joe Biden, he's a millionaire with multiple houses. He obviously, now we know he took bribes, and you know, and no one's going to hold him accountable. It's not going to happen because the Democrats and Republicans, it's open season. They can, they're like the Russian oligarchs, frankly.
They all, it's almost like they all have files on each other. It's like, okay, if you tell on me, I'm going to tell on you, Larry. That's what seems to be the indicator.
Yeah,
what do
you mutual assured destruction, ironically.
Yeah, exactly.
The nuclear war. Yeah, so I want people, if I can push it a little bit, because that's why I wrote it. It's not dollars and cents. I don't make much out of this, if anything. But I want them to read my new book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, because it's the federal judges and Supreme Court justices who are supposed to protect us from the tyranny of the other two branches of government.
Mm.
And as Jefferson said, because I've had experience now for 45 years in the courts, totally corrupt top to bottom, Jefferson said, and he was against Article III federal judges and Supreme Court justices, unelected, unaccountable to the people, no more honest than any other man, they would become despots and tyrants, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again. He didn't want to see violence, either do I, either do you. But when you don't have a court system that will stand up for the American people, we saw it, you know, in the last election, we're seeing it now. You know, a while back, I filed a case for George Zimmerman because there was a fraudulent witness attempted to get him life imprisonment. When did the judge throw it out? I wasn't the lawyer because somebody interfered in my relationship with Zimmerman, so I haven't been his lawyer for a year and a half. But the judge throws it out on the 10th anniversary of Trayvon's death. Coincidental? A bunch of political hacks. That's
right.
All they are.
Exactly.
I can't think of one in this country who's worthy of sitting on the bench after 45 years. I can't.
Well, Larry, we have a nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. It hasn't even been at the D.C. court for an entire year. Her decisions are being reversed. Is she going to get the scrutiny that she should get during these hearings?
No. I mean, the Republicans confirmed her the first time for the D.C. Circuit, which is the worst appellate court in the country. So politicized. I appeared in front of her a while back on the Bundy case. I wanted documents under the Freedom of Information Act to use in Clive and Bundy's criminal defense. He was the rancher in Nevada who stood up to government tyranny there. He barely knew what the Freedom of Information Act was. Barely knew what it was. There's only one reason why she's on the been nominated, because the Republicans rubber stamped it because they're worried about being called racist when she was elevated to the courts. And now you got to have a black woman. But you know what? There are smart black people in this country. Look at Clarence Thomas.
Yes.
You know, this is an outrage, but it'll get through, and many Republicans will vote for her as well because they don't want to be called racist.
Without a doubt. Got to leave it right there. Larry Klayman, author of the book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution. Thank you, Larry.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated? Try.